Hi, Diva. Hi, doll.
Hey, girl. Where do you think you're going? 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday. I landed at LAX at 1:30. Where in the world are you, Diva doll?
Hop off the plane at LAX. I am in San Francisco.
Oh, are you doing the parade?
Before the parade, that's why.
I want to huff again. I want to snort again. I want to smoke and drink and suck a cock again in San Francisco.
That's good. That's you need to do that parody. That's really good.
Thank you.
I'm
Saltburn
leaving.
With Casey Musgrave's Slow Burn.
Okay.
While I was in England, because we were doing like Saltburn-y stuff, and it's where they filmed it with the maze and everything.
Y'all were giving Saltburn out there for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It wasn't a pepper fire. It was a Saltburn.
Yes. Pepper
fire. So, San Fran, did you have a fun time at your gig last night?
I had a great time. We did the Palace of Fine Arts.
I love that.
Beautiful.
The dressing rooms there, it's just giant open ballrooms. And they're like, here's a table and a mirror. And
no
good luck.
Problem with that, mama.
Nope. I just sat by the window and like looked at all the flowers and my beautiful reflection. And I said, who is that girl I see? And then I realized I was reading a book to a child in grooming.
Oh. Okay.
I wasn't. I'm a liar.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. This is my real hair, mama. I just snatched this right up.
Oh, no.
That'll never go away. That's got a couple more years on it, baby.
Has she released merch yet?
Right up.
She released merch yet of like a hair, a t-shirt with her picture in that look on it and says, this is my real hair and kind of like...
That's right up,
trippy
mama.
Font. I mean, you've got to own the moment.
Yeah, very Toriel meeting, Amanda Toriel meeting.
Ms. Meat.
Ms. Meat.
I'm on my way to Seattle this morning.
Ooh, are you going to Massive?
Queer Bar.
The
Pride event.
Bar.
Yes.
So fun.
And Roxy Andrews will be there.
I was just with Roxy in Columbus. I had so much fun. You're so lucky.
The doll. I'm going to attempt to read the doll, but then I'm going to find out that you can't.
No. I mean, I think you're confusing her with me, and that's breeding the doll.
You can breed this doll.
You can breed the doll.
I'm going to try to read the doll, and then I'm going to look at the text, but it'll be like when you're in a dream and you try to read something, and it's just like squiggly and like makes no sense. Have you ever tried to use a phone in your dream?
No, but I've tried to use my phone on shrooms, and can't look at it. You're like, ooh, oh, ow, ooh. Anything technological or computer or like... computer machine on a shroom for me, I'm like, oh, my brain hurts. Blah, 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 blah. I can't do it.
So fierce. It's like that in a dream too. Like you try to use your phone and like literally it won't do what you're trying to get it to do. And it's just like it just won't do it. Which is
so sorry.
Cool.
So Palace of the Fine Arts and then Seattle and then on Monday in No More Pride. It's July.
It's over.
We did it. We made it through 5 weeks of Pride in 78 counties, 43 countries, 79 municipalities.
78 years.
That means we've had 5.5 weeks worth of text from Courtney going, should I wear these? Should I wear these? What about this? What's this then there? What's this then, slut? Red wig?
You know.
Red wig? A good red wig?
This is true. Courtney always sends outfits for approval. But now, iPhone has the feature where you can delete text messages.
Oh, she tried it. I saw her try it before you even got there.
She sent four images And all I saw was, this has been deleted, this has been deleted, this has been deleted, this has been deleted. So she redacted it.
Well, once I told her it was ugly, she's like, oh, I won't even let Alaska see it now.
But I want to see the ugly looks.
You did not. It was too short for her. The boot was good. The hair was good. It was a shit sandwich, though. The middle was fine. I was just like, that's what you're going to wear to meet Donatella and Elton. And then David Burtka, my good Judy, texts me from behind. All our good Judy texts me a picture of Courtney from behind with all his hair. He's like, Neil thought it was Lady Bunny because Courtney had on big hair. Which we like. We're very proud of our sister. She is the oldest one, but it has taken her a while to find her fashion foot. And she found it, and it's webbed.
Girl, she always looks great.
I didn't say she didn't look great. I just said that sometimes she looks a little like a... You can't style the doll herself.
There are, you know, I mean, everyone needs help in the styling department, and you are the person to summon for that advice because you're really good at that.
Thank you. It's honestly my favorite thing. I love helping people look their best and feel their best, whether it's through laughing or telling them how ugly they are to their face in a funny way.
Yes. I don't have to tell you you're ugly. You know you're ugly. You have a nose ring?
Yes, I have a nose ring.
How's that?
It's good. I haven't tried sucking dick in it yet, but oof. Tonight in Vegas, I think.
Is it like new? Yeah. Does it hurt?
Honey, I don't feel pain.
Do you have to like salt water it and stuff?
Mm-hmm. I give it a little salt burn every day. I got it done 2 days ago and I hadn't done anything to it. And then I took a Q-tip on the plane and it was like, oh, blood clot.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I think I look kind of chic. I'm a 14-year-old Avril Lavigne impersonator, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, young. Youth.
Youth. Youth.
But youth, you know, do. What?
Youth do. Youth do glow. Ashton Michael is Avril Lavigne's designer, and every time I see him dress her, I'm like, she's literally still like maybe 2 years past Skater Boy. She looks 16. So I'm thinking this nose ring will help me look like I'm in my 30s still. Because as of, what day is it? Am I 42? What day is it?
When this comes out, it's Monday, so yes.
Okay, yeah. I'll be in my mid-40s, my late early 40s.
What? Okay. Well, what does
by
that
the time
mean?
You listen to this.
42? Means,
yeah. My late early 40s. So okay. The last part of the early part.
It's really unbelievable.
It really is. The do? So after Seattle, where do you go?
40 is different when you don't have kids.
Very much.
Also, generationally, like it just is. 40 is very different now than it was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
When my dad turned 40, I was like, you're going to die. Here's a shirt that says Lordy Lordy, I'm 40. And then he gave it back to me when I was 41. And I was like, you think you're clever, don't you?
That's kind.
You think I'm old. Because I remember his 40th birthday party. It was so fun. He got really drunk and he like threw up over by a canoe at my house. Oh, we called it praying to the really canoe gods. Fun. Yeah, it was. My family's great. You're not 40 yet. You're like 38 and a half.
I'm 39. I will be 40 in March.
Oh, my God.
So, you know.
So, let's have...
I'm ready for that, though.
18 birthday parties in 10 different countries. We'll start at Executive Suites. And then we'll move up to Oasis. And then we'll Russian River. Then Reno, then Vegas. Work your way across the country.
I have to chase the time zones, though. So, I should start, like, in Australia and then cross it, mm-hmm. like, backwards.
Yeah, and then you could do a Singapore swing. Which, and then over to Senegal.
Okay.
And then Brazil, because you have to come to Brazil.
Oh, my God. Probably Portugal. I'm going to Brazil in a few days.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah, I'm spending 4th of July in Brazil and Chile.
Are you going to the Casa Rosada? Oh, wait, that's Argentina.
A new Argentina.
Please
no,
don't
I'm
smoke
not
sure. the Tina. Oh,
wow.
Courtney needs some for gigs.
Oh, Courtney did a gig in New York.
Yeah, that's where she met Elton and Donatella. That's why she was texting us about outfits, because it was important.
What she was she was doing? What was the event that had Elton and Donatella? Donatelton.
It was a fundraiser for the Democrats. I think Joe Biden was there, or Kamala or something.
Well, they need all the help they can fucking get.
Girl, let me tell you.
Was it last night?
Yes.
And it was the DNC. Courtney, it was the DNC LGBTQ plus
yes.
fundraiser.
And Courtney just texted us. That's Biden on stage, and we can see her hair from the third row.
Was the gentleman so coherent? Could the gentleman form a sentence?
How many commas were in the gentleman's sentence? Were there semicolons?
I'm glad that he was standing upright. I mean, wow, I have such hope for this country. The man is standing on his own. Well, he does have a podium.
One of those Mackie doll supports, too, under the gown. One never knows. But I would like to say this. From every, like, I know we're all scared of the election and stuff, but I saw a quote from Jimmy Kimmel, and he said, just because you think Alfred is too old to take care of the Batcave, you don't replace him with the Joker.
Well, yes. Okay, that's fair.
We got two options right now. One person is a little old and he stutters sometimes, and the other person wants to A, put immigrants in concentration camps, ban abortion across the country, imprison his political opponents, and doesn't believe in climate crisis.
Listen, I'm not saying fucking chump criminal bastard number two is good either. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we can do better than fucking doddering old fuck. Just let him go to sleep. Like, let's find someone else to run the fucking ticket who's fucking fierce.
Let's
That's
put him under
saying.
His own vine and fig tree, and let's let
Jesus.
I don't know. How about Malia or Sasha?
Mama,
either
girl.
One of Obama's daughters. You know they got it in them. I just
girl.
Want to vote for someone that I want to get a beer with.
I don't even want to drink an Ovaltine with fucking Mr. Biden.
I want to start drinking again at this rate.
You haven't drank in fucking 20 years, and you want to have a beer. Joe Beer Can. Tammy and Joe Beer Can.
Oh, my God. If Kamala has to run on her own or gets to run on her own, I want Tammy Brown as her VP. Or Angeria as Tammy Brown as her VP.
I don't see you walking children in nature.
I don't see you walking children in the Capitol.
On January 6th.
Do you think that we could do a January 6th show?
Oh, heavens.
We could show a Woody Allen movie, do old Dixie Chicks, R. Kelly music. Like, we'll make it opposite day.
Oh, wow.
No?
I think it's a good idea. This is my real hair.
This is my real hair, Mom. I just snatched this right up.
We tried to do a show on September 11th, and it didn't work out.
We did? Why? What a horrible idea.
Well, it was the only date we were available.
Where was it?
It was
New York.
It's your live show.
New York, New York. Hell of a town.
But we moved the date.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We moved right out of the date. And then we did Queens at Queens, seminal performance. We handled snakes.
Oh, yeah,
seniors.
That was really fun. That was
Martin
cool.
Boyce. He's a survivor of Stonewall. He's on his 107th Pride right now.
Mama.
Girl, he's been doing Pride for 55 years. We should all be so lucky. honestly.
It's true.
Right now, well, we kind of look like we've been doing Pride for 54 years. We're kind of like, but this has been untucked. We're performing this at 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday, mama.
Performing.
That is our dedication. Are we?
Baby, I'm in a Helix mattress. I'm performing, let me tell you. Because this mattress is a performance mattress.
A performance-based mattress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and say goodbye? The big and tall fuckers. Goodbye.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you have a lot of big and tall guests in your fucking mattress.
I have a height thing by the door, the front door. I'm like, you lie. You need to go.
Like a police lineup.
Yeah.
Like a mugshot. Yeah.
Baby, I need 6 foot or 6 inches. Get Whoa. Back in the car.
I just say can't goodnight, help Courtney. It. I need 6 inches or more. You know that song?
No. Love well, it, though.
We'll have to play it sometime. Good night, Courtney. Good night, thank Alaska. You.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.